Sci-Fi Party Line.
Welcome to another episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line podcast. This is your hostess, Kat, and today I have with me Steph.
Hey there, Kat. How are you doing?
Now, do you want me to call you Steph? Do you want me to call you Stephanie? I mean, how does that work? How do you prefer? Nene, we call you Nene. No.
Steph's fine.
Nene, that's your new name.
No one's ever called me that, but I'll respond to it. That's fine. No one ever called me Kruger before, you guys, so whatever.
It's just like the most amazing last name ever.
Okay, sure. I'll agree with that.
Come on.
Why not? Okay, why? Sure.
Like, tell me you have a red and green sweater. Just tell me you've done it for Halloween. Just tell me. You've done it? Okay, right.
Absolutely.
Okay. It makes sense. You have to. That's, you know, love your roots.
I think that's probably why I have, like, this horror bent. Like, I really like slasher movies and horror movies. So I think that's probably why I was born under the sign of evil.
I love Nightmare on Elm Street. My mom used to think I was crazy because I'd have like big, like leg size posters on the wall of Freddy Krueger. It's so ugly. I walk in your room and I see a scarred face, and but it's Freddy Krueger, Mom. It's Freddy Krueger.
Yep.
Oh, that's where we're going. Well,
you know, I like Jason better, but yeah.
Shut your mouth. How dare you?
Except for that one weird Freddy Krueger movie that had like Super Mario Brothers in it. I thought that was a really good one. I don't remember which one that was, but do you know what I'm talking about? Where like
maybe it had to be like, was it like 5 or 6 or something?
Yeah. The dude from like Clueless was in it, and he was turned into a video game character.
Oh yeah, that's one of the ones I didn't watch all at.
That's all
right. I
watched
all of them, but I haven't watched, you know, the later ones. Because me, it's 1, 3, 4, and New Nightmare.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much me too, actually. Pretty much. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. I digress.
We're supposed to be talking about Fright Night.
I know.
We're on a tangent, but it kind of ties in it because Fright Night was an 80s movie. 1985, I believe, and this is a remake. Now, I don't know, is it long enough for it to, well, I guess it has been because it has been remade, but I don't know, a movie in 1985 being remade, that's a bit soon.
I know, it makes me feel old. It makes me feel really old, but I guess it needed to be remade.
I don't know.
I know, right? Especially those kind of 80s movies where, you know, they still seem fairly relevant, so... But I liked it, so I'm glad that they redid it. I don't know. What did you think?
I didn't see the first one. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if the first one is, like, derived from an earlier one than that. Or is the first 1985 one the first one?
I have no idea.
Okay, so I think the first 1985 one was, you know, the first ever Fright Night. So we have 2011. This has, you know... Colin Farrell.
Yes.
Not a fan. Don't know why. Okay. He has the B-movie vibe. Because of that, I did not want to see it. But I saw a tweet that was interesting. It was from you, actually. And you said that it had the great Lost Boys vibe to it. And that we're excited to see it. And that was all that I needed to hear to be in the theater. Because I'm a very big fan of the Lost Boys.
Before that tweet, had you seen the trailer?
I'd seen the trailer. I saw the entire David Tennant rip off the wig scene or whatever. And that turned me off.
I'm glad I didn't see that. Like, literally the whole time I'm going, where's David Tennant? Where's David Tennant? Why is this Russell Brand lookalike in this movie? What the heck? And then he takes off his wig and I'm like, ah!
Russell Brand.
I know, seriously. I was like, who is this guy, and why is he just really trying so hard to be Russell Brand? And it turned out to be him.
I thought that was, see, I'm kind of sad that that was ruined for me, because it was spoiled for me, because, you know, a lot of I follow a lot of Doctor Who fans on Twitter, so they're like, you have to see this David Tennant clip, it's the Doctor, you have to watch him, blah blah, and I saw it and I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to see this movie at all, I don't get it, you know.
Yeah,
but when I understood the 80s, sort of like, did you see Super 8?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I did.
So this is kind of like, yeah, I wouldn't say it's as artistic as Super 8 or anything, but it's in the same thing where it's reaching back into the 80s and doing movies, horror movies, 80s style.
Yeah, kind of having that, leaving that wonder element in there and kind of including the gore, but sort of not taking itself so seriously. I liked that a lot. I didn't really like Super 8 that much. I really liked Fright Night a lot better. Again, my class.
So, you know, we have a difference of taste.
I guess so.
What?
Super, I don't know. It's
beautiful.
It was cool for a while, and then I just really got tired of the whole nice alien thing. Like, I really wanted this badass alien to come on the scene, and it never happened, so.
Well, got it.
Anyway.
Fright Night, because, you know, vampires have become our friends. They sparkle. We don't.
Oh, I know. I was so relieved when Colin Farrell came on the scene, and he was such a perv ball. Like, he was so skeevy, and I was like, yes, you are perfect.
I fell in love with him. I'm not a fan. I wasn't a fan, but I was like, I can't stop looking at him. He's weird, but hot and creepy. And I don't know.
He had that swagger. He had that guy swagger. And like when he just ate those apples, we were just like, that's so creepy, but I cannot look away.
That's how I felt. It's like, you're a vampire. Why are you eating apples? I mean, this to me felt like Lost Boys meets American Psycho.
Oh yeah, that's a really good comparison. Yeah, because it's a bit darker than Lost Boys, but it has that element of sort of bizarro kind of humor, which I liked.
Right. And, yeah. Because the guy's kind of hot, but he's a murderer. I guess he did murder a lot of people, quote unquote, but they were in his basement. Spoilers. And
we should say that there are going to be spoilers in this.
Anybody who listens to this podcast already knows spoilers. I don't want to hear you whine and keep it to yourself. Anyway, did you like that at the end where it was like a happy ending and nobody truly died? Blah. Well, some people did die.
Okay, this is what I was a little bit sad because, okay, you know, we're both fans of Lost Boys, okay?
Mm-hmm.
McLovin comes on the scene, and I'm just ready for him to take over Corey Haim's part. Corey Feldman, right?
What's his name? Corey Feldman.
Yeah, Corey Feldman.
Who would be in
McLovin, the guy who plays McLovin. Did you see Superbad?
Yeah.
The guy, McLovin. I don't know his name. Let me look it up really quickly. I don't know his name, but he's like nerd boy.
Oh, the guy, the nerd friend. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Glasses. Yeah. I don't remember his actual name now, unfortunately. He will always be McLovin in my mind. Oh, yeah.
Because that's
his name in Superbad.
Christopher Mintz Plasse.
Okay, yeah. McLovin. So
he's in Kick-Ass. Okay, in Superbad. Okay. Okay. Yeah, we're on the same page.
Yeah, we're there. Okay. He dies. Like right at the beginning, practically. They didn't have any of that kind of buddy comedy thing going on that I thought they were essentially gonna just step into the place of the Coreys from The Lost Boys. Right. I loved that dynamic, and I was like, oh yeah, Corey's, let's go.
I know, because you have the one guy with the vampire slaying tools. He's serious about it. He was totally Feldman. Okay, I get what you're saying now. Yeah, I'm kind of sad. He came back as a vampire, so we got to see him.
And then he died. It's like all these people lived that we do not even care about, and you killed off McLovin. I was sad. I was really sad. But, you know, whatever. I guess it is what it is, and because I didn't see the original, I mean, like they could be following the original to the T. I just don't know.
I don't know if I want to watch the original now because I like this one so much.
Oh, I know,
Errol. I literally fell in love with the guy, and I don't understand it because he was so repulsive.
He was really persuasive. I thought he played a really good vampire. And I loved that part where he was trying to get invited inside.
Oh, yes.
Like, that is so classic, you know, classic 80s vampire movie where he's like, you have to invite me inside. And the guy is obviously in the know by now. Like, oh, no way, you're a creepy dude. And so he doesn't. He just kind of avoids it the whole time. And I just love that scene because you know that they know that we know that they are vampires. Like, it was so great. And it was pushing that scene out. Yeah.
It was just really cool. Yeah, I really love, like, the progression of the vampire figuring out that the guy knew. And he still, I mean, I guess these vampires can't glamour you or, you know, hypnotize you to letting you, you know, to do anything, because if he could, he would have done that and been in the house. But I mean, he was very quick about killing people. He didn't play around. He didn't, you know, talk a lot of crap. He just got in there and killed people.
Yeah, and they had a little bit of that vampire lore in there where it's like, well, there are several different species or whatever of vampire, and whatever you want to say that, and these ones kind of pick off their victims pretty quickly, but then they feed off of them for a while. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
What was funny to me is that as David Tennant was explaining this, it all of a sudden started feeling like an episode of Doctor Who. And I was like, yeah. Because it was like, oh my God, here's the doctor and trying to not be the doctor, and he's hiding amongst, you know, these people trying to figure out who the demon is. And once he figures it out, he does his explanation of the alien. He does that in Doctor Who as well, because he called it a creature. And he said, creatures, blah, blah, blah. And I was
like, you're so right. No, you're so right. The pseudoscience kicked in.
Yeah. It's really like, I didn't hate it, but I was just like, this is weird, because it's hard for me to watch David Tennant anymore and not see the doctor, which is horrible. Yeah. Right?
Well, that's why it was so clever that they had him in costume, you know, and then that he got to be, like, the asshole. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. He got to be
asshole.
The...
Woo! We do that here.
I mean, he was a total jerk. So he got to be that, and I think he got to freely do that before people could say, what, I can't believe Doctor Who is saying these things and drinking himself to oblivion and that kind of
stuff. And holding his crotch and
and burping, and holding his crotch, like, picking at his nipples and
yelling
stuff.
Yelling at the lady that he was, I don't know what type of relationship they had.
Yeah, that was just unhealthy all around.
It was a little toxic. But... But yeah, I mean, I've seen David Tennant. I think he played, like, Hamlet. No, or was it? It was Shakespeare. I forgot which one it was. But it was hard to not see Doctor Who. And he's, because David Tennant has a style and he does his style. So, but here, I mean, he kind of transcended a little bit, like he did in the Harry Potter movies, where he was evil. He wasn't evil, but he was a dick. And
exactly.
Yeah, so
it was unhelpful. Like, I just wanted to slap.
And he started doing his hero stuff.
Yeah, at the end he did. But, you know, he has all of this knowledge and all of these weapons, and he's like, yeah, good luck with that. Bye.
Well, I'm glad Chekhov And yeah, because this is the guy.
Oh my god, that is Chekhov. You're right. I've been trying to put my finger on that all the while. Oh my god, you're so, I can't believe it.
Yes, that is Chekhov. And, you know, he was in, of course, Terminator, blah, blah, blah. But did you like him here? Was he okay or what?
I thought he was a little wimpy, to be honest. But then again, like, I gotta give him props for the Pew's shoes. Like, I was really thrilled about his shoes that he was wearing.
I kind of didn't care either way, but I was like, well, why are they making such a big deal about it? And then I thought, you know, maybe it's something from the 1985 movie, because those shoes look straight out of the 80s.
Yeah, they did. They did. They almost looked kind of like the Back to the Future shoes that are coming out.
You know, I heard that those things don't even have the self-tying laces. They're just in the style of it.
Yeah.
That irritates me.
Well, I mean, and I've wanted a hoverboard for I don't know how long.
Fine. Sorry. I'm gonna get my flying car and let's zip to Judy Jetson's house. Okay. So I know it's not that, but I mean, come on, self-zipping ties, that ought to be easy. You just put some flippers in there and...
I see a whole bunch of stupid people hurt on that. That's all I see. I see lawsuits, so maybe that's why they chose. Whenever I see stuff like that, I'm like, oh, lawsuits, so... Oh, no.
They should put a thing on there that says, okay, I just got really distracted because the Thor DVD is coming out tomorrow and I must have it.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yes. Shirt liner.
Yes. Okay. Stop, behave, and get back to Fright Night.
Oh my god, how many tangents have we been on? Okay, so well, check off.
Yeah. Check off. Yeah, I thought he was cute. He was cute, but I couldn't remember whether he had an accent or not in real life. Is he? What is he? Let me see. Because it was something about the way he was speaking that was weird.
Yeah, well, I mean, he had this, like, really kind of high-pitched voice. It was kind of off-putting.
Oh, he's from Russia.
Okay, so maybe that's what it was. He was just trying to do an American accent, and they all... Everybody who doesn't have an American accent chooses the same American accent to try and emulate. It's kind of funny.
No, they choose two. It's two. It's either just like a regular Midwestern.
Western, yeah.
That has problems, or it's a really bad really bad Southern accent that just drives.
Oh, or the bad New York. That's right.
So oh, yeah. The Jersey New York hybrid that they try to.
Yeah. Some hell that they've made up in their mind of just terrible speaking people. Yeah, so I liked him. I liked him better once the other side of him was introduced. So the side of him that he actually was trying to hide from his new friends. So his total geek side.
Right, because wow, what was he like, Squid Boy?
Yeah, that was so entertaining to me. And that made me feel like... Man, why did they kill off McLovin? Like, they could have a Corey dynamic, and they didn't. Instead, they had, like, a Corey morning Corey love scene, and then they moved on.
Yeah, that was fine for me. I didn't really care. I missed him a little bit, the guy, the friend, but it didn't ruin the movie for me. For some reason, I don't know, it did it for me. I really loved this one. It was fun.
Yeah.
The enjoyment factor is high. I mean, for other people, it's a B movie. It was crappy. It was horrible. It was the acting. But it just, movie is supposed to be.
Yeah.
It's comedy horror. It's.
Yeah. You have to go in with that mindset. And even the gore itself was so over the top, disgusting. I just loved it. I loved it. Like at the very end. That? Oh, like, well, just some of the blood and guts, you know, he killed some of the people and then he turned others people. So like some of the people got their throats slit, you know, some people lost limbs.
Oh yes.
And yeah. And then the very end, my favorite gore of this whole movie had to be the very end when Colin Farrell's character dies, but like when the sunlight hits him and he's like, melting, but also his flesh is burning away. And the last thing that's flesh on him is his eyeball, and it pops like it pops into this giant, like, red squishy thing. And it was amazing. And I was like, yes! Oh, was the least scariest part of the movie, but it was so over the top gore. I loved it so
I
much.
miss these horror movies because, like, I don't want to see Saw ever again. It's just too much. Saw is too much.
Well, that, and it kind of is stupid. So if you already turn the dial to stupid, like this movie did, it's so much more enjoyable.
Right.
And
They already know going on, okay, hello, this is campy. It's supposed to be campy. Let's do this. And I
and
appreciate that.
I gotta say, I really enjoy this movie. And as you know, I saw 50,000 movies this past week thanks to Sci-Fi Partyline.
We made her see a lot of stuff. Apollo 18. What else did you see? Did you see
I'm going to see Rotpata tonight.
And would you explain to people what Rot Potter
This is something that Kat and I made up together. It was a joint effort, because we
What
are too
made
lazy to
you
say.
came up with
We're too lazy to say Rise of the Planet
of
of the
the
Apes.
when they grow up of the world.
Of the acronyms.
Man, the it turned me off. The of the it
I
turned
know, didn't
me
it?
off.
Yeah, me
And when I
too.
saw that thing, it's an excellent film.
Okay, good. All right, so I'm gonna go see that tonight.
Oh,
And
tonight? Okay.
I haven't seen it yet. But I did see Apollo 18, which we all know was a
Yeah,
flop for
that's
everybody but me. And
understand what's going on with you and Apollo 18, but.
but yeah, Fright Night, this whole time I was thinking, oh wow, I really liked Fright Night. And I'm in another movie and I'm still thinking about Fright Night. So.
It could have been the reason why I didn't respond to Apollo 18 as much as I, because I just came off the really big high of actually enjoying Fright Night, and then I went in to see Apollo 18. Maybe I should have had alcohol.
Well, definitely. Okay, and I'm just gonna put on my smart hat for a minute.
Oh, here
The
we go.
tropes in Apollo 18 were just a lot deeper and a lot darker. And Fright Night really was a roller coaster ride and like a joy ride. It was really fun.
I think that's my thing. If the movie doesn't have adrenaline, it doesn't have action, it doesn't have humor, I just don't, I can't respond to it. Like Apollo 18, it wasn't fun.
Yeah, well, you know, it
For me,
was
it wasn't fun for me. Let me, because it was fun for.
so I'm a dark and twisted person.
Ah.
So that kind of stuff is fun
Well,
to
then you
me.
should like Saw. Like, I guess, like, maybe Saw 1 and Saw 2 was pretty cool, and then everything after that was like, are we, what?
Yeah,
No.
I get bored of sequels pretty fast. Pretty much after the third or fourth sequel, I'm kind of done. Oftentimes after the second sequel, I'm done. But I didn't like Saw really at all. And I think that's because of the Princess Bride dude. Like, he just went down so many notches in my respect department. Like, I was like, oh my God, Wesley, what the hell? And that's all I could think the whole rest of the movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Fright Night was like literally strapping myself into a roller coaster and having like cheap thrills on a roller coaster. And it
Yeah.
was really fun.
It was. Now, our man, Colin Farrell, I don't know why I have a problem with his name. I can't say it. Colin Farrell,
His name
he
in the
is.
movie.
What? No,
What was his name? It was
it
like
was
Butcher.
Jerry. His name was
Jerry, that's right. And that
Jerry
was
the
the funniest
vampire.
line. That was a funny freaking line. And I bet you that was part of the original. I love that.
Vampire Jerry, but
Yep.
he's gonna be in a remake of Total Recall.
Really?
Yes.
Is he gonna play the mutant guy?
No, he's gonna play Schwarzenegger.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. He
No.
was excited about it pre Fright Night. Fright Night, sorry. And now I'm pumped. I want to see him do this. I want to see him get your ass to Mars. I want to see.
Oh man.
To see that? Get your ass to Mars.
I don't know. I just I'm such a big fan of the original Total Recall.
Love it.
I can see it. I'll go see it just to see the special effects in this new one. I really was a fan of the special effects in the other one, even though they were really
I have it. I have the special
lackluster.
edition in the tin can that it came in with the Mars tin.
Oh.
I have that. Oh,
Oh, I'm
love that.
drooling.
That's my go-to movie when I'm feeling sad. Total Recall.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, that makes me happy too. Definitely does.
and so when Fright Night comes out, that's going to be my go-to movie because it's the new Lost Boys for me. It's
Yeah.
just it. I mean, Lost Boys will never. You can't ever, take the place of the old Lost Boys or anything like that. But it has the spirit of it that I really.
I'm surprised. I don't know how well Fright Night did, probably not that well.
No.
But I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to remake Lost Boys pretty soon.
Well, what has happened is that there's a second and a third Lost Boys movie out.
Yeah. What do you have you seen them?
I've seen the second one. Not nearly as good, but it is self-aware in that it knows it's campy, it knows it's a bad movie, and it doesn't exactly
Sounds
rise
like my kind of
above
movie.
well, it doesn't exactly rise above the low budget of it, but it's a bit fun if you say, these are some college kids doing a movie and let's just see what's going on and there's Feldman in it. Let's just have fun for that alone.
Feldman's in it?
Feldman's in it and Corey Haim in it
Whoa.
for a second.
Oh, that's right. You were telling me right at the end he comes.
Right at the end. So it's I won't say I highly recommend it, but if you're a fan of the Lost Boys and you want to kill some time, I say Lost Boys 2 is worth checking out when you have to fold laundry or do something that you
Okay, so is Lost Boys 2 better than Apollo 18?
I would have to say I'd watch Lost Boys 2 again before I watch Apollo 18.
Then
I'd
I'll watch it.
never watch Apollo 18 again. Maybe, if I'm drunk and but the thing that really got me about Apollo 18 was your explanation of it and some of the things that you pointed out about it that I kind of glazed and glossed over because I was done with the movie from
You
the
fell
beginning.
asleep.
No, I didn't fall asleep. I paid attention to it, but I appreciated some of the things that you picked up in the movie that I didn't quite get. But like I said, I appreciated the set. I appreciate some of the things they did, but it's like I've seen this movie before. And
I know. I'll stop talking about it now. I just find it really funny that, like, I don't know where I went wrong, man. Everybody is against me, man. Everybody's like, this movie sucks so hard. And I'm like, well, it's got its redeeming qualities.
when you explain them, there's like, well, maybe I should reconsider that.
No, don't, because then you're just going to be like, I will never trust Stephanie ever again,
Well, so
ever.
I already trust you about Apollo 18, and what's that other? You say you don't like Super 8. I don't
I
know about
didn't.
that.
I just. No, I thought Super 8 was going to be something different. That's all. My expectations were different when I walked into the theater.
Yeah, you gotta see. Okay, you and Carl
I wasn't
have to have
expecting, like,
lecture with you too.
E.T.
Yeah,
I
no.
was not expecting E.T., and that's kind of what I felt like I came out with. Just basically, like, E.T. and basically Star Trek, and, I don't know. It felt like I'd seen it before. Kind of like your opinion of Apollo 18.
I like Super 8 because I didn't expect it to be a period piece. They had everything down with, cassette tapes, wood on the side of
Super
the car.
8, like, the title is a
The
period
title is
piece.
wrong. The title is wrong, and the marketing was wrong for that movie because they wanted to keep a lot of it secret. But I think that was a mistake because a lot of people didn't get it. But I just went to see it because I was told I needed to see it. And
Okay.
I ended up enjoying it because it has the same thing that Fright Night has for me, and it has that 80s movie thing that I can't really
Yeah,
describe
that
that you
kind of
really like.
nostalgic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked that part of it. I really did. And I loved the zombie movie
Right.
at the end in the credits. I love that part. The only problem is I was expecting like a monster flick and not like a reimagining sort
Of
of
the
ET version of
you
monsters.
know I was expecting, well, because I heard it was a sequel to Cloverfield, like that was
What? Somebody told you that?
it was the earliest rumors is that Super 8 was going to be a sequel to Cloverfield, like when Cloverfield was still hot in the movies. So this is a very old rumor, and it got
Oh.
squashed very early on, but it stayed with me because the trailers that we saw that were very early trailers look Cloverfield-y.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I bought into that and I was like, "Yes, please. Yes, please." And then it was like so disappointing.
I didn't I won't I can tell you Apollo 18, Cloverfield, not movies I ever want to see again.
Oh well, yeah, Cloverfield. I don't want to see that movie again because I never cared about the characters at all, and like I
I
was
hated the
not sad
characters,
when they died.
actually.
I was happy when they died,
Yeah.
really, every single one of them, except for what's her face Kaplan from Party Down. Like I love her, so
I don't even
I
know
was
who
sad when she
that
died. The one who had like
care, but
the
I'm
one who
just
had like the alien snot spores in her back. Do you know what I'm talking about?
or vaguely remember it, but I don't really want to. I remember
Okay, yeah.
I want to
Well,
attend
she her
party
character sucked
at,
anyway.
because that party that they were at was pretty cool.
Yeah, okay, so she was the hot one at the party. And like she saved somebody's life and had like alien snot spores in her back and then like died promptly after that.
That is going to be the quote for this show. Snot spores. Ladies and gentlemen, we have our quote. Oh, okay. So,
Digressing so
well,
much.
no, we were talking about Fright Night, and then, I don't mind digressing when we're talking about things that are kind of adjacent to Fright Night, which is the 80s and monsters movies and what we expect. So, this is fine.
I will talk to you any day about any alien sci-fi in the 80s. I will talk to you all day long about that stuff. I love it.
Well, I
I
don't
love it.
know what else is coming out that we have. Let's see. I have a li handy list that I keep of all the movies coming out. The Thing. Have you seen?
Okay,
Did you
sorry.
orgasm, girl? Just don't do it.
Oh, that is
Oh
the
my God.
quote. That I kind
Happening
of.
over there.
Oh,
Okay.
yeah.
So I recently saw the first thing, the
Huh?
second thing. And now there's the new thing.
Okay, so the first thing?
The black and white thing.
Yes, okay.
I saw
Okay,
that
and
maybe
then
2 weeks ago.
the John Carpenter thing.
Yes, I
That's
appreciated the
like
black and white.
literally one of my favorite movies of all
Which one
time.
did you see? Have you seen all of them?
I've seen all of them. I'm a big Lovecraft fan, and basically it's H.P. Lovecraft story, but with the different characters.
So you saw the black and white and the 80s, the thing.
Oh, yes, many, many, many
They seem
times.
like different, sort of the same movies, but different because you have the 80s thing where he touched people and became people and did this other thing, and then the black and white one is a straight up monster flick.
Monster flick, yeah. Honestly, I just feel that was, whoever had the power to change the script around, just was using a little bit more sort of poetic license there, or some license there to make a monster more interesting. And I think it worked so well. I think they were both scary in their own right, and sometimes I enjoy a straightforward monster flick. Obviously, I would have enjoyed that if it were in Super 8. But the thing, man, the remake from the 80s, that's definitely one of my all-time favorites. And it's because it's a psychological thriller and also so disgustingly gory. And also the monster is so freak out-tacular.
I think I prefer the 80s because of the adrenaline factor and the guessing and the interesting. I think the first one wasn't bad. Of course, you know, you have to, you know, give a little leeway because you weren't there to experience the first monster flick ever. You know, and it's a bit, it's dated, but it still has that classic, rich Twilight Zone feeling.
Yeah. There's some timeless themes in the thing. And so, like, isolation, helplessness, the fear of infection, like possibility of some sort of need to quarantine. And so then that sort of layers on top of the feeling of helplessness and isolation and fear and paranoia. I mean, the paranoia factor alone just really makes that movie for me. It's like people turning on each other and turning mad, you know, going mad. I like those kinds of themes too. And again, I apparently am dark and twisted.
Have you seen the trailer for the newest movie that's coming out in October? Have you seen the trailer for it?
I kind of have been saving. I've been saving myself for this trailer.
You are amazing.
I just, because I love the story so freaking much, like, I don't want to be disappointed. So I kind of don't want to see the trailer.
So I think that this is one that you're gonna like, and I might not.
Oh no. Why?
I don't know what they're the trailer just didn't look, you know how all the guys in the 80s movies, they were all actors that you knew, and it was, well, maybe, I don't know, seeing it when I first saw it, it was like I knew all of the actors, it was over the top, it was gritty, but this one looks like,
well, who's directing
some chick. She's the main person who's supposed to be going after the. They like changed it around and made the main person a female.
A female, yeah.
Which I don't. You know, I was all for Starbuck being a female. That changed BSG, but this one looks like we're doing it on purpose. Look at us. We're gonna.
And yeah, look how awesome we are for including the female. Yeah. I don't know, but you're in Antarctica and you have this. Sort of, you have no idea, it's ambiguous whether or not the alien is ancient and been sleeping for a while, or if it's just brand new to the Earth, and I don't know. I like those kinds of things, and I kind of, in these kind of monster flicks, the humans are really and truly expendable to me.
And to the people who make the movie.
You have to die really pretty in a monster movie. Yes. And, like, if you do, then I will love it. Sorry. I promise I'm a sci-fi geek.
Nah, we got, you know, it takes all kinds. So, I don't know. I'm not excited about it because it doesn't have that.
Let me see who's
in it. I think the 80s version, it had, like, just a whiff of camp, just a whiff of it, and this one seems like it's going to take itself too seriously.
Really, you thought that was campy?
No, I mean just you can't call it. A hint of, because you had the characters who were manly and macho and over the top, and of course it was in the 80s, so it had. Now, if you're looking at it now, it feels like slightly campy, which is why I say a hint of camp. But it was a man's film, I guess. It was hearty and beefy, and this one seems like it's gonna take itself seriously and be the Twilight of the Thing remakes, and I don't know.
Oh no, don't jinx it like that. What are you talking about, the Twilight?
That was ridiculous. Okay, fine, that was ridiculous.
Oh my god, that just ruined it. What the heck? No.
Yeah, that's something that needs to be
walk around all like teen angsty in this movie.
It's gonna be teen angsty. It's just gonna be if I hear You think I can't do it because I'm a woman or she's on her period? I'm just like, you know what? This is Apollo 18 and I'm ready to walk out at the beginning. And I don't know. Maybe.
Well, maybe it'll be like Aliens and she'll be in Ellen Ripley. I mean, you never know, right? I'm sure people are kind of like,
But she doesn't look that interesting. She's like a ridiculous brunette.
oh, and Sigourney Weaver was a brunette.
Sigourney Weaver was a shiny, spunky brunette.
And she sparkled too, like in
You're ruining
Twilight.
it.
No, I get it. I get it. I hear you. I'm just giving you a hard time.
But that's
Okay.
Sigourney Weaver, and she's badass, and she transcends
But don't you think it's time for another like awesome
her.
kick-ass
This is boring.
female lead?
Doesn't have anything. I don't know. I'm negative. I'm
Now
negative.
I'm gonna have to
I'm
watch it.
negative. I'm negative.
I'm an optimist. I think that maybe she'll be badass. I think that her character will probably walk the line as far as being heroic and being sort of diabolical. Like, I liked that so much in the remake of The Thing, where it's like the lead guy, he did some questionable things there. You were still rooting for him to live, but he wasn't completely a spotless sort of heroic character. He had some real conflict going on, and in times it felt like he had to fight, he had to fight himself. And I'm hoping that she'll be a good enough actress to do that same kind of thing, because obviously Ellen Ripley had the same kind of deal. Are you telling
I
me
just
something?
sent you the link for the thing.
I don't know Skype. You're creeping me out. Okay.
Okay,
There's
well maybe
so
I'm
many.
okay, maybe I misjudged her because I in my memory she looked a little bit more.
I mean, it's probably gonna
She
suck
looks
if
like
you.
she belongs in a like a love. I mean, if you're looking at the trailer right now, she looks like she belongs in like a French romance
She is very
movie.
pale. She kind of has in the trailer that I'm looking at, she looks like she could be like Orlando Bloom's like friend. Like elfin
Know what?
friend.
It's going to be the 80s remake and not a direct remake from the
From the
original.
original. Well,
I
that's
you know
exciting.
I just saw the guy from Lost, Mr. Echo. He's going to be the black guy, air quote. So that is interesting. We have pouty what is this? This nipple guy, small nipple guy from Have you seen Community? You know what I'm saying. He was like he was a musician on the show, and everybody teased him because he has small nipples but wouldn't put on a shirt. Weird.
Apologies to everyone with areolas. So let's see. I think that this is going to be.
Wait a second. I'm changing my mind right here with you, Stephanie. You're doing it. You're bringing the magic. You're bringing the magic.
I swear to God, if it's crappy, then all of my reputation is going down the tubes. But I hope that it's better. And I hope that they've decided to make a strong female lead. And if they are going for more of the feel of the 80s flick, then she will be a strong female lead, because they'll be writing her character like the strong male lead in the 80s remake.
The original black and white flick, the females were strong in that they weren't like getting coffee and well, one of them were because she was a doctor, so she was kind of a caretaker. But there was one lady in there, she didn't take any crap, and I really liked her. Her trousers were bad and they really bothered me, and that's really kind of the thing that I remembered about the movie, which is sad. But I liked her hair. I liked her hair.
Picture of this right now. What are you talking about?
The original thing you
Sorry,
watch that thing her trousers are so like high-waisted and it makes her ass look like a pancake. I understand it, but I just like wow, that is super
big boobs. I
unattractive.
cannot remember.
Huh?
She have big boobs. I can't remember
I
if she
don't I
had big.
wasn't looking at the boobs. I was just looking at how
Okay.
unattractive I would look in those pants and
Listen,
she
girls in the 50s, okay, if they had big boobs, they had no ass. I don't know why. Okay, so she probably was wearing those pants and she probably just didn't have anything to fill it.
Well, she had the great, 50s hair with the, bright lips,
Let's see.
which
Let's
was really
see.
nice. So we're Googling right
We're
here.
Tippity tap.
Of a show right here. But you know what? I love it because I'm having fun. So, you should.
I know, me too.
We should Google The Thing from Another World is the actual title, 1951.
Okay. Oh, I just keep getting Kirk Russell.
Well, I will find a picture of her in her pants and I'll put it in the show notes for you people.
Okay, good. Because I found a picture, but it doesn't have her pants.
Whatever. But on that note,
I have to see this cat now
you
because
can get, if you have Netflix, they have it on Netflix. Then it should be in public domain by now. So you should probably find it somewhere cheaper, free, Amazon, or I don't know.
I don't know, but I'm looking forward to judging a character solely by her wardrobe and
No. I didn't say that. I said she was strong, but I
she's
hated
strong
her trousers, and her hair
despite
was great,
pants.
and her lipstick was amazing, even in black and white.
Yeah, well, of course. Yeah. I actually know who you're talking about, and I really like her character too. I thought it was surprising and a good avenue that they went down with her character. Because, for the most part, those kinds of movies, the women are always like fainting
Save
and
me, yeah.
yeah, just looking pretty.
And
So
that's
yeah.
uncool.
Uncool.
Yeah. Well, guys, unless you have any horror things to talk about, there's
I don't.
Nini.
I'm
No.
so sorry. Mimi.
Steph.
You can call me whatever you want. I'm such a fan.
What movies are you looking forward to? The Thing and then anything else.
Well, I'm obviously looking forward to Rotpata. And
Underworld 4?
I saw that. I don't know.
I was kidding. You were supposed to say hell no.
Oh, really? Because I actually like the first three.
The
So,
first two,
okay.
and after that, I was like, kill me now. I don't want any more. See,
Okay.
that's kind of standard. You see two, you don't want to see the rest. Okay, whatever.
Well,
Paranormal Activity. That's horrible.
I'm looking forward to that too. Actually, that's the third one, right?
So you like those movies? Because I've never seen it because it has that Blair Witch thing that I don't like, which is
Yeah.
probably why I didn't enjoy Apollo
What
18.
don't you like about is it the shaky cam or is it
It's the
the
same.
annoying whiny actors?
Let's say a combination of both, and I don't like the editing where it's like let's make it grainy here, let's make it back footage, let's make it a ghost, let's I don't know, it feels like I'm being manipulated like on the screen. It's like, hello, look at me, I'm manipulating you, you are my puppet, and I don't like it. But I want to know from a person like you who's into a lot of horror. Would I like it? I mean, there's a third one, so people are watching it.
I really liked the first one.
Why?
Well, actually, because I guess unlike Cat, the hostess, I actually really enjoy the special effects of ghost movies. Starting with the Ring, actually,
Okay.
that when she moved around and that creepy movement, and then every other damn movie copied that
Think
same
that's
kind
where I'm tired too.
of, yeah. But still, I really enjoy the idea behind that a ghost lives in another dimension or in another plane or whatever you want to say, and so why would they follow the normal laws of physics, and why wouldn't they look completely unnatural and move in a completely unnatural, creepy way? And so I enjoy that stuff. I also enjoy
What's the
the
story?
cheap scares.
Oh.
Well, in ghost stories for me, I guess because everybody has that feeling, they can say they have that feeling of being watched sometimes, or that feeling that they're not alone. Even if you don't believe in ghosts, like you get that creeped out feeling. And so you can kind of draw on that when you're watching the movie and creep yourself out just because of I don't know. And then I just have always liked ghost stories because I like the whole vengeance is mine theme. And
Note to self, do not kill Steph. She will hurt you. Okay.
so true. Anyway. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to Paranormal Activity. I know that the second one wasn't nearly as good as the first one, but I liked that suspense. That's another thing I like about ghost movies is that oftentimes it doesn't really take much in the special effects department to creep me the hell out because they're really banking on the fact that you're building yourself up into a frenzy, with this suspense. So I like that a lot. And that's why I liked Paranormal Activity. Wow. Okay. So why didn't you like it? Or did you see
I
it?
have not seen it. It didn't look like I would enjoy it because, like, immediately it reminded me of Ghost Hunters on Sci-Fi Channel. And
Well, we already know where I stand on that
okay,
one.
so are you saying to me right now that you watch Ghost Hunters on Sci-Fi Channel? Okay,
I
I've been looking for a person who would admit to watching that for a very long time.
I'm not even admitting it. Nope.
Liar.
Okay, so I may have seen it once or twice when I was
Liar.
tied to the chair. No, okay, I've seen it maybe like three times, and that's it. Times 30. And that's it.
Okay, that's
Anyway,
interesting.
did you like the others? Did you see that?
Yes, I was thinking maybe you meant the TV show, but I know you meant the movie,
And
right?
then, yeah, I like the others TV show too, but
I love that only one season, and then they start changing the schedule, and you never could see the old ones until now.
I just like Firefly.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the other movie. Did you like that?
Yeah, I did. But of course, it was kind of obvious to me.
Yeah, but it was a ghost story, and so
It
you liked it.
was. I did like it. Yes, I liked it.
And is it because of the suspense, or why did you
Because
like
I
that
love
over?
Nicole Kidman, and her hair was amazing.
Back to the fashion,
I'm like a
okay.
gay man.
I love that you sing everything.
Leave me alone.
No,
Okay.
I appreciate you.
yeah, I like the others. I liked Sixth Sense.
Okay, I didn't like Sixth Sense.
What? I was totally freaked out. I did not see that coming.
I did.
Seriously? I was so
Yeah.
it was like watching Fight Club or something. I just didn't see it coming.
Okay, I did not see Fight Club coming, but I did see that coming, Sixth Sense. But I don't like Air Knight or whatever you call him. I don't like that guy.
Okay, woo, something we can agree on. Woo! Carl loves you now. Well, we had a big rant. Oh, you heard that rant.
Yeah, of course.
The M. Night rant.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan. I was okay with Signs, but I was not a fan of Sixth Sense.
Signs. Whatever,
It's I could take it or leave it. I
Yeah,
think I would
that's a good
watch it
decision.
if I were drunk, really,
Yeah.
really, and thought I was seeing maybe the National Geographic Channel or something, and then I would watch
Okay.
think if I had mistaken it for that, then I would watch it. Yeah, I'm
So
sorry, I'm just
Ghost Storm.
rambling.
Okay, well, that means you must watch we're going TV show Supernatural.
Oh, hell yes.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yes,
That's good to know.
absolutely.
Is that's premiering soon? I'll be sure to get you in on a Supernatural
Oh,
show.
my dear
Are
God,
you watching
please.
True Blood?
I will, but I haven't been watching it.
Okay, that's fine. What else do we have?
I watched The Walking Dead.
There we are. You have arrived. You are the now the official Walking Dead podcast partner. There you go.
Is nobody watching that with you?
I don't recall having a lot. Maybe Carl, I think Carl watched it. I'm not really sure if he did or not. No, I think he did. I don't
Okay.
know. I forgot.
If
It's been a
anybody
while.
tells me, if another person says zombies are passe, I will kill myself. Like, seriously, I'm so
What does
tired of
that
that.
mean? That doesn't even, I don't even understand what that means.
Oh, it's
That
just
does
because
not mean anything to me.
I
Zombies
know,
are cool.
right? They're amazing. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. I will watch anything with zombies in it all the time.
Well, I won't go that far because
No, just kidding.
I like the Walking Dead TV show because it's different from the movies, but like zombie movies have started to bore me. But Walking Dead is so refreshing. It's just
Okay.
refreshing in a way that the movies bore me. And so.
Okay. Well, I can definitely appreciate that. I haven't seen a refreshing zombie movie in a while. But I did like Wreck. Have you seen that?
Haven't heard of it.
So, have you heard of Quarantine?
Maybe. I don't.
You know the chick from Dexter?
Yeah.
Like the
Which one?
polymouth from Dexter?
Oh yeah. Oh, that movie, 'cause she's a, like a reporter or something.
So that was originally a Spanish movie, and the Spanish movie is actually much better, much better. And
And
they
you
don't have any CGI effects in that movie. It's all old school special effects. It is amazing. And like the nasty bad person at the end of that movie, when you realize that there are no special effects CGI wise on that person, then you're just like, wow, this is hardcore amazing. So I really liked that one. I thought it was cool. But don't ever see Wreck 2 because that was really stupid.
okay.
Right.
Right. I don't know. Maybe I might see it because it's Halloween. Well, it's, they have the Halloween decorations in the store. I'm getting excited.
Yes, me
I
too.
want to see The Walking Dead. I'm in the mood for horror. Fright
What
Night did it
are
for
you gonna
me.
be?
What'd you
Are you
say?
gonna be something for Halloween?
I might go as a really boring, very boring here. Stargate SG-1 soldier. Just put on some fatigue, slap a patch on your shoulder, you're done. Let me tell you why I'm doing that.
Okay.
As I plan to be in Austin on Halloween, and they are doing a Evil Dead play where you see.
What?
Have you not even it's Evil Dead, and it's not on ice, but Evil Dead the musical,
Okay.
and it's very good. If it ever comes to your town or close to your town, you have to drive and see it because they sing songs from the first movie, the combination of the first two movies, and then the second movie with the Renaissance Fair stuff where. What is it called? It's called.
Renaissance Fair stuff.
What's it called? I forget because it's Evil Dead. What else? It's like they're different. I forget. Stop laughing at me. Just tell me. It's Evil Army of Darkness. Thank you. Jeez, you're just supposed to tell me. Oh. Everybody else is laughing with you, I know, at me. So you got it's a combination of Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, and Army of Dead. This is hap this hap this is what happens when I don't have notes. So,
You look more
Evil Dead
than
2, and Army of Darkness, they have songs and they kind of like do a mishmash of all three of the movies.
Oh,
And the
that sounds.
songs are really good. And the best part about it, which is why I'm wearing a pared down costume, is that they have a splatter zone. So when they're like cutting zombies' heads off
Yes.
and, killing people, they squirt,
Oh, so
stage blood on you. And so you come out.
bad.
'Cause like last year I put up a picture of me and I had blood all over my face and it was my profile pic on something. I'll have to find it again, but
Is amazing. Oh, I'm so jealous.
so I don't know. They might be they I guess they
It might be a road show. I might have to
not
check.
exactly a road show, but it's
And some fans doing it out here too, or something.
It's like actual actors and stuff. So they try to do it as professionally as possible, within their budget, and they do hire actual actors to be, like the one what we saw. Well, I saw it twice. I went to New York and I saw it, and that was high budget, very awesome. And then I saw one in Corpus Christi last year, and the main guy, he was like, I don't know, Middle Eastern or something, but he was still awesome as
Okay.
Campbell because he had the hair and the attitude. So it was just
Ah,
screw it.
that's amazing.
So, Or not,
I'm
maybe.
sure we have cool things like that over here, but
Yeah, might have to drive, because, like,
gotta look it up.
yeah, you have to look, because sometimes it's in different places, but they can be playing in multiple, cities at once, because it's a property, so people can rent it. I'm not really sure what the technical term for that is, but, people
License it or
license.
something.
Thank you. That's what I'm looking for. But yeah, so it's something.
Oh man, that sounds like you're gonna have a blast.
Every time I have a blast, and I've seen it twice, and it's fun.
That's great. Well, I don't know what I'm gonna be for Halloween. But anything, you can never go wrong with SG-1, so you can do no wrong.
Well, Stefan, Georgia, this is like a pre-Halloween crazy fest that we
I
here.
know that was we covered a whole bunch of ground.
I know, and it was all for Fright Night, and because I haven't talked with you, extensively ever, well, and so we had to get in there and
We
get
did.
this audience to know you and love you and hug you. You have a
My
nickname
God,
now.
so much fun. No, thank you. Thanks for my nickname. I just love that the best. Thanks so
And you can
much.
find her information if you want to tweet her. What is your Twitter handle?
It's Steph by Stereo because Death by Stereo was taken.
Lost Boys reference, guys. Come on,
Lost
get with
Boys.
it. That's our show, guys. We love your feedback. Give us a call at 773-336-2686. Go to our website, leave us a comment at scifipartyline.com. Send us a tweet at scifipartyline. Send us a message on facebook.com/scifipartyline. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you at the party next time. Bye.
Bye.
How the hell do demons do their very own special dance?
In hell we dance our own special way. Let's show them how we dance while our bodies decay.
Do we bounce like Backstreet?
Not without a heartbeat.
Do we grab like Michael Bibbins?
They'll bib the bow before the living.
Do we roll like tag team?
Not without a bloodstream.
Let's Macarena like that group did.
No, that's just stupid.
Deadites always like to get their freak on. And when we get together we do the Necronomicon.
The moves right to the letter.
Ah!
It's just like the time warp.
What?
Only better!
First we jump, then we sink down, then we get back up and lasso all around. Then we spin, clap our hands, and take a brief moment to acknowledge the band.
Yeah! You rock!
To the robot and a sprinkler.
End of line.